les remarques. Does that mean? The Eretz Yisrael has a certain hashpah different than all the Abakanthosaurus, different than Washington Heights. What's the difference between the Aviri here and the Abakanthosaurus? One possible teretz is that there's a machloikis, the Gemara Zoch, the Zvachim, the end of Zvachim, if the Mabul affected Eretz Yisrael. According to Mandomar, that the Mabul, the Sheshish Mei Breshis, the Mabul that came afterwards, Yisus Chobos Adako Oretz, and his destruction, except for the Degei Ayom, is not the original Bria, did not affect Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the original Bria, is the original Sheshish Mei Breshis. There's no Mabul here. And it has Ashpa in all of us. Different than any other country in the whole world. I'd like to address tonight an Indian that the Gemara mentions in Brachas on Mebezo and Beis. The Gemara says four areas. I'd like to just touch on one area. And that is the Gemara says, Arba Srichim Chizik. There are four areas of Avos Hashem that requires Chizik. Strength, Chizik. Constant discussion and to try to encourage us to improve, not enough. There's no dayenu. More. Le'elehein, Torah, Ma'isim Toivim, Tefillah over Derech Eretz. Those four areas. And the proof is, Ra'chazak ve'emotz mo'od, Lishvol Asos. Ra'chazak ve'emotz mo'od. Who said this? Moshe Rabbeinu, to whom? To Yeshua, the greatest Rebbe to the greatest Talmud. So you don't have to know what the words Kal v'chomer means. Surely we need Chizuk. And Rashi puts in one word. We say, when it comes to Tefillah, four areas, and I like to discuss mainly Tefillah, Kaveh Hashem Chazak V'yam Yisabel Kaveh Hashem. It's Chazik. To mechazik yourself. She's Chazik Adam V'ahem Tamid B'kol Kolcho. Tamid! All the time, 24/7. So I'd like to discuss the union of tefillah. That we should constantly speak about working on our tefillahs, trying to improve the way we daven. From the Morda Nifanecho, Shechazar Tavin Shvasi, till the Kriyishma Shal Arvis, when Krishna Amita, the Odchav Kiruchi, the Adon Alon Hashem Malach. The Gemara mentions, in reference to Tefillah, the Gemara mentions that if a person, Imro Odim Shispal of Lonene, Yahz of Ispal, Shnemer Kabel Hashem Chazak, Yah Mizabel Kabel Hashem. If a person is Mispal, you spell him for Meshiduchim, and it's not working out. You spell him for a job, it's not working. Davin, with Kabonet, it's not working. 2-3 times. You spell him learning, it's not helping. He's not gaining. He doesn't have a geschmack. He doesn't have this gewaltig desire. He doesn't have it. The concentration is not there. So what does the Gemara say? That Chayzim is spell again and again. I would think you should give up. You're a Chayte. You're a Chayte. The Gemara says no. Again and again. Went to a person's house, gave me a piece of kugel. I said, it's enough. The person said, no. Kugel is Gematria Shabbos. Shabbos is 702. Kugel on a kegel, kugel, kegel. So I said, 139. So the person answered me, eat more kugel! Eat more kugel! Dive in more! Don't be Irish. You all know, the Yeush, is a gewaltige lomdische sukke. It's a meruba, it's a bamesia, shalmadas, shalmadas, gewaltige sukke. With all due respect, that concept of yush, the choshe mishpat, belongs in the choshe mishpat, belongs in the zikin. Never ever take it from the zikin and put it in orachayim. Put it in your tefillahs. And if you do, it's yush shalmadas. It's Yeh Shalom Adas. The Kotzke Rebbe said this. Something's wrong with you. Don't take that sugya and put it into practical life. It's not halacha maisa. It's lumdis only. Leave it in lumdis. But don't put it in practical life. Our tulis. Our tefillos is a chelik of what we are. Abov is nezikin. Ashor v'abor, if you didn't learn Babakam, we know the mission. Ashor v'abor, ma'ave v'heber. So ma'ave is a machoyis Rabbi Shmuel. Ma'ave means odem, or does it mean shame? The behemo destroyed things with its teeth, or does it mean odem? The obvious question is, if ma'ave meant odem, then say odem. Say it. Don't go around the bush. So Rob wanted to say, the reason why I didn't say ma'odem, because you're nishka minch. A person that destroys and damages, what we have every single day in New York City, if you're not a person. Oh, that's not what the Marsha says. That is odem. Ma'ave, in teboim bo'im. The Mora says, that's what we are. We're tefillah. Means tefillah. This is what we are. That's the biggest compliment you can say. Teboim, tefillah. You see the chashivas of tefillah. Rabbi Mechaya points out that the Moses could not have children. He wants our tefillos. And that's why they had children. Because of the tefillos. Not for a certain chemical, certain medicine they needed. They're tefillos. And Moshe Rabbeinu was different than Avram. Avram was mispal, not like Noach. Noach wasn't mispal for his door. Avram was for Anchi's dome. But he stopped. 50, 40, 30, 10. After 10, he stopped. And what happened? Nine tzaddikim. He kept praying for nine tzaddikim. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal for every year. If not, mechenino misifrichu. Mechenino. Chazal tells us, being personal shayat, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to misvato the gzera of him not going to Eretz Yisrael. It's chanel al Hashem that he davened so many times that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Yosef, the davened over. Because if you're going to daven again one more time, you're going to live another 115 years. Not 120, but plus 115 more. You'll go to Eretz Yisrael. Your Koach HaTefillos is so strong. Tefillah is strong. What does that mean? What is tefillah? What is tefillah? So Rambam says, Nechus tefillah, the Rambam Shita, he says, Machoiz Rambam Ramban, Rambam says the tefillah is a deraisa. Mitzvah Aseh v'spal v'chol yom sh'nemer v'vat Hashem l'kechem. You should work with service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Mitzvah deraisa. The Rav wanted to say, it's impossible for the Ramban to say that tefillah is not deraisa. You can't live without tefillah. It means to say that it's not every day, it's only b'chol yom, it's Esorah. The Esorah, as we see from the others, abolish tefillah is deraisa. But maybe, perhaps not every single day, but the Esorah definitely, there's a concept of tefillah. What does the Rambam say? Ram says the mocker is Bavatam Hashem Lakechem. The name of the B'chol Vatchem B'chol Navshem. Avoda, Avoda Shavalev Zutfil. What is Avoda? The word Avoda means to work. What do you want to be when you grow up? A learning boy or a working boy? So it doesn't make too much to say if you're a working boy, and working boy means B'zeyes Apecho Toch Alechem. All the Lama Tes Melochus is Harisha. The Jews did Harisha without modern equipment, without any technology. They did Harisha, Sri, Ksira, all the Lamates Melochas, they worked hard. Abodas Perach and Mitzrayim, they worked. And after they built the pyramid, they knocked it down. Do it again. They worked. We have no concept of how they worked. That's the Torah once. And your Kaveh is man. But the Yavim B'Shasat Chak, you read something. Moses says, Melochas shouldn't say this. Say that you should learn the Yitzhak of Yom Vavayla as Krish Mashah Shachas, Krish Mashah Arbis. Arbis and Shachas are Yitzhak, but you have your Yitzhak. So if you're a working boy, you're not a learning boy so much. And if you're a learning boy, you're not a working boy. Chas Vishal. Chas Vishal. Avoda. Concentration. To be able to have a concentration, my Hashem is supposed to like tiftach to you, also my feet. Have concentration on the davening. That's work, man. That's work. That's concentration. To be able to sit in this base fetish and be able to concentrate after 15, 20 minutes, you must have an iced coffee here. You got to have iced coffee. Well, you ship with all iced coffee, is this guy you ship with? You have to have iced coffee. I can't concentrate more than 20 minutes. I lose everything. I can't concentrate. Sure, I have to shorten the shurim. I cannot concentrate. And what about shema? What about the davening? Cannot concentrate. That's work to be able to concentrate. Concentrate. This is avodah shel lev. To concentrate, you're standing with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not work. Concentration. Rephrase the question. What do you want to be when you grow up? A learning boy or an earning boy? Making money. You get $100,000, $200,000 learning in the Kollel a year? But not a working boy. You sure are. To be able to sit there and work on something, understand something, and your mind should be nowhere else. When you daven, you find a libo, what Rambam says. Your mind should only be on the tefillah and nothing else. Nothing else. That's a job. That's an avoda. As the Rambam mentions, that a person, when he davens, kavona halev kesa, kavona is not a tefillah. She find a libo mokol amach Shabbos rose. You stand on the Ashkina. This is davening. And everything else. I told before Marv, I said, you're in deep trouble. The whole Marv was killed. You can shuckle like this, and the whole Marv is killed. What is he talking about? And after Marv, I apologize. I made a mistake. It was the wrong person. Or I have a problem. After davening, I have to go either the east side or the west side highway. I davened. I went down the West Side Highway. Perfect. When did I make the decision? I'm davening now. Some of the biggest, best problems you solve when you daven. That's not davening. I couldn't help it. This is work. To control this. To respond for this. This is not voda. I think we have to understand what are we misfollowed for. Shulchan Aruch tells us you have to kavona for Pirush Hamilus Shemos V'Svosav. That means when you start davening Hashem Svosav Tiftach Bi'Agit V'Lsecho, you have to have in mind that you're staying with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In any time in your life you ever were in danger, you had a fear, take that experience with 4 years ago, 4 months ago, 14 years ago, and bring it into Shemone Esrei when you daven Shachas Bin Chamar. That fear, bring it in now. Stand with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perish a milos. You have to have in mind at least the translation of Ovus and the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ha Yehor V'Biyah and Elikim. Because Baruch Hu is a takev about Yeholus and Bakoiches. He can and he does. Elikenu Kevasenu. Hokel Hagol Hagibra Nora. Hokel Hagol Hagibra Nora. Hokel. Hokel means the midas of Rachman. Godel is chesed. Hagibor is din. The Hanorah is a very common terminology. Awesome. An awesome shot. That's awesome. What does awesome mean? It's din and rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chesed, rachamim and din, and both. Both. His din, opidin, nevesh hachotasi tomus, but it's rachamim. This is a kavanah you have to have. Kilo hoyu medavel v'enoch. Comes along halacha gimel and tells us yispal derech tachnunim kerosh hamavakish bepesach menachas. When you're davening, like a poor person, always begging. We don't know Yiddish, but there's one word we do know, and it's a disgusting word. A disgusting word. And that is the word schnor. You're a schnorr. You come home, come to your room, parents bring you some food, your mother, can I have some? Someone's taking a Monet, he's going in a taxi, he's going to pay for it, he's going to the coast office. Can I come with you? He'll pay and I'll come. He'll pay and I'll come. Schnorr as much as you can from your chaver, as much as you can. What did your mother bring you? What good news did you get today? Can I have some? Can I have some? I schnorr, always from someone else. Comes along the mechaber and says, that's exactly how we should daven in our tefillos. We're schnors. We need you constantly, every single day. Again, refuah, atachon yom das, refuah, Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. I snore. Nispal derech tachtunim k'rosh ha-mavakish v'pesach v'nachas. Shotir olov k'masoy v'mavakish lifter v'mablendo. That will I have to doubt. If a person says, he makes it a neder, not to have a nor from apples. He says a boy creates and eats an apple. He's over and he said the rice. We offer the boy. Well, he says not to have a nor from apples, and that's the brick has a neder, and he ate an apple, and he enjoys it. He's over and he said the rice. What happens when it comes to mitzvahs? I hate putting on tefillin. Or go ahead and say, I should not have any hanof from tefillin. I put on tefillin. So, am I over by Yacho? Am I over by Yacho? He made a neder not to sit in the sukkah, not to chui v'chui, these mitzvahs. He's not over by Yacho. Why? Mitzvahs lav lehenesnit. All out savareinu. It's an all out savareinu. So if that's the case, to get up in the morning, what time is davening? 7:45 means not a second earlier. Don't walk into this base medish a second before 7:45. That's the first thing. You don't walk in before that time. 7:45 is the famous Shuras Adin. 7:40 is the famous Shuras Adin. So we come in much later than that. And why? It's hard to get out of bed. It's hard. It's rough. So why did you get out of bed? Because it's a chiv to daven. I'm a chiv. I hate davening. I hate to get up now. I like to have a minute at 10:30. Or have the late fast, not the early slow. I want the late fast minion. Some places they post already when we end. Not when they start, when they end. When does the minion end? Don't tell me when they start because I'm not going to come on time anyways. When does the minion finish? So therefore, the late start. By daven. Why do I daven? Because it's a chiv to daven. How many times do you have to tell me this? Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and such an attitude, the person says that he doesn't have the kavanah of Mishnah, I need you, God, I need you, I need you, I need you, every moment of my life. But his kavanah is, Alpha Pi Shom Voloshin Chandu Tachnun, Atachon Mudas, Rufin Hashem and Rafe, Hashem Shofin Kurishona. He says every word, he doesn't skip a word. Im Enu Machashiv Kamoshi Sorach Dover. But it's not because I need you. Elo, shemispal b'mei achiyuv, l'tzeis yinichav also. Because I have to daven. Ein anochen. Ein anochen! It's not proper. U'me'od shorach l'zor b'zeh. Don't daven that way. U'me'kom mokem b'di'eved, afilu im lo omro b'loshin tachnunim, that you mispal lo yaz yispal. You don't have to daven again. However, the b'ralocha, the same Mishnah Berurah. The Bar Halacha says, he quotes, Gedoli Achronim, based on the Rambam, that says as follows. And he quotes the Bach, Eliyahu Rabba, and the Maimon Mordechai, and the Mogen Geborim, and the Rambam, you're not Yoytzer. You have to daven again. If you're davening because I'm Muchach, if I put on tefillin because I have to, I'm Yoytzer. But if I'm davening because I have to, I don't feel like davening. I wish I had a later minion. I wish I'd get off today. Because I have to, they hold you have to daven again. What do you see from this? We see from this that davening is not just a chiyuv. You have to feel it. You have to concentrate. You have to work on it. You have to work on it. How do we work on it? How do we work on it? Yom Yargi Zorim Yitzhatova Yitzhara, Gemur Brochus. There's a constant battle. So Mashgiach of Lakewood used to say that in our society, sports is a very great part of our life. Sports. If you don't understand what I'm talking about now, I'll be happy. That is the world of basketball, football, hockey. You have four periods, 15 minutes of period, four times 15, 60. But it's 15 minutes of action. Baseball can be two and a half hours and 3 minutes of action. But over there is action, back and forth, back and forth. That's a game. That's a game, back and forth. And this constant concentration on a part of the players, their mind is totally involved. But the chiddush is, not only they're involved, but the fans are involved. Every little basket, every little puck that goes into the net, they scream and yell. Every little pass, every touchdown, every fumble, every making, every little, totally involved. Look at that. Yomolei lanit in the Torah. Where is his nerve? If the Torah were not given, we would learn midas from the bria, from the chtul, from the cat. We learned habir hatsnius. In Washington Heights, where I live, there's signs all over: curb your dog. I haven't been all of Eretz Yisrael. I know very little about Eretz Yisrael, but I don't think there's one sign that says that. Because there's cats. Cats are sneers. They're excrement. You'll never see it. Taragol teaches us what? Teaches us their hearts. Molo teaches us not to be a ganav. The ants. One doesn't take the other. So Rabbi Rucham, the Mirmash Yechi, said that if the world were not created, if we didn't have Torah, our Rosh Hashivas would be the Bria. Look at the Bria. Think also, you want to learn how to concentrate? Look at the world of sports. Look at that concentration. Look at that concentration. What a difference. They're getting 30, 40 million a year. He's telling me to learn, I should learn from them how to daven from them. They get 30, 40 million a year. And what do you get? They don't take it with them. We take whatever we get with us. Is that more than 30, 40 million a year? Look at that. The concentration to work on that. We don't concentrate enough. I can't concentrate. My mind wanders. Are we mavakish? Do we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to help me? Atacholim das. Try to work on this. This is the first bracha, then the second bracha, and so on and so on. To work on this. They'll say that we came to this beautiful mokum for one major reason: learning. How is your learning? The major thing is learning. So the Gemara says, I am a bais in Nidah. The Anshi Alexandria asked Rishu ben Hananya an obvious question. We know the answer. And they asked him, Ma yase odim mechaki? What should a person do to become a Talmid Chacham? What should a person do to be able to know Shas? Omolehem, Yarbe b'yeshiva v'yamaya b'schar. So learn! Do everything else to a minimum and learn. So they answered, Omru, Harbor also came, Lohoyolehem. Rabbi, we live near your Yitzha, and it's not working. It's not working. I sit here and sit in yeshiva. I'm sitting, but the brain is not operating. It's not working. So he answered, El Yavak Shiracha Mimimim Shachamacha. So Rashi says, so why did you say Marba Bishiva if the main thing is with Marba Bitula? So why did you tell us Marba Bishiva? And for the Gemara, ha-ba-la-ha-la-sagi. One without the other doesn't work. You need both. I would think that if a person is brilliant, he should learn Torah. If Einstein would have learned Torah, he'd outsmart, he'd be greater than the Rav Vilna Gaon. That's what I always thought. Torah is for Chacham. If you're a Chacham, Torah is for you. However, Torah doesn't say that at all. That's how big curses is what I'm saying. Torah Hashem Tamima Machkimas Pesi. You don't have a good head? Torah is for you. Come to the Kol. Come to the Shivas. Go to the mirror. I don't know about the brisk, but go to the mirror. Go to the mirror. About it. You have a good day. You don't have a good day. Come. Torah is for you. I'm a Chacham. He's Chacham Magoyim. I hope I'm not saying fear now. I don't think the Vilna Gaon could invent all this modern technology. I don't think he was smart enough for that. I hope I'm not saying fear. All the modern technology, which is great, is helping Torah. No, I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking it. That's the goyim. Torah, Jesse, I've fished up the cup. Torah's for you. Torah's for you. This is a place to learn. Fished up the cup. But what do you need? You need tefillah rachamim. Shlomo Hyman was Rosh Shiva in Torah B'das, giving a shir, and Baruch asked a tremendous question, and the Parshat Pshat in the Gemara. He wasn't able to answer him. And they worked and worked and worked, and finally the Baruch himself gave an answer. He went ahead and told all the Rosh Shivas the answer. They said, fantastic. Now you have to praise such a boy. So if I was the Rebbe, I would say, you should become a Rosh Shiva. You become a plumber. But you Rosh Shiva. That's what I would say. What did he say? I see that you're davening this morning. The same B'lebeinu L'Hovel Haskel. It doesn't say the same Sechleinu. Sechleinu. Sechleinu L'Hovel Haskel. Rav Kivega, when he doesn't understand something, what does he say? Lo zochisi lohaven. I wasn't zoicha to understand. I wasn't zoicha. Maybe zoicha. You're not smart enough. Work harder. Learn again. You're slipping. Lo zochisi lohaven. Torah is something else. Torah is something else. It's not a subject you need a good head for. A person should realize this. I need you, Akkadosh Baruch Hu. Need you is tefillah. The Koach HaTefillah is so important. So important. Could be that many will say, I don't think I can do it. We have problems. We have to worry about our future. Especially if it comes to Eretz Yisrael. How many years are you going to be in Eretz Yisrael? If you decide more than one, don't tell your parents as soon as you come here. And then you have this problem, where should I go next year and the following year? When should I get married? What type of profession should I have? Where should I live? How old are you? 4? 5? 18? 19? I don't know. People tell me you have to plan out your life. So you have daggers. You have concerns. And those concerns take up your davening. It's a mispal. So I heard from Rav Levine here in Yerushalayim, the great tzaddik, the son of the great tzaddik, Aryeh Levine. The word daiga is the first 5 letters of the alphabet. So there are only 4 there. Dalet, Aleph, Gimel, Hey. Dalet, Aleph, Gimel, Hey. There's one letter missing, obviously, the beis. And when you miss the beis, you have daiga. Beis is betochen. If there's no betochen, there's a daiga. If there's no betochen, there's a daiga. And that daiga we put into our davening. We put into our davening. We're concerned what's going to be. What's going to be? Everyday life. What's going to be? When I say Bor Shomar, when I daven. A person doesn't realize I've been talking about Hashem. Been talking about Hashem. Just read the words. Just translate the words. You don't need a 50% portion. Just translate the words. Person has an idea. They say the 2 dangerous times in the day. Dangerous. And the spell for this day. Dangerous. It's like you're driving. Be careful. It's danger here. So you drive slow. I think in Eretz Yisrael, I think they also know that you drive slow. It's danger. What are the dangerous points? Getting up in the morning and leaving this base finish at night. Getting up in the morning to make it on time to davening. Means before the time. Be able to say the alachanis for tefillah, for tefillin, karbonis. Simon Nun says we should say karbonis every day. It's not just for people that don't learn a word. Say karbonis, espao, say kadosh baruch hu kibyachu after you put on tefillin. This fellow never did it. Never came on time. It's bang, 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 or bang, 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 bang. 3 bangs or 5 bangs. How do you daven? Baruch Shomer, Ashrei, and Shabbach. Baruch Shomer, Ashrei. 3. Or maybe 5. Baruch Shomer, Ashrei, the 3rd and 5th Halukah, and Shabbach. That's it. Day after day, year after year. I spoke with him, I had no Hatzlacha. Years later, he was the first tenant minute. He said, whoever gets first ben brings a Shechina, gets a Schar, either Schar, or only the first 10 gets Schar, or even everyone, if I go minute, a number 100, I also get a Schar, but not as much as the first 10. They get a bigger Schar. He's the first 10. No? He did tshuva. I hope so. But that wasn't the reason. His father died. Oh boy! His His father died, so he has to say Kaddish Rabbanan. He's stuck. Now he can't. That got dominion. The father died. It should be more than that. Olam Kiyom is B'Yoel. That's the Torah. Name is Asmal. Olam Kiyom is B'Yoel refers to Oisik in Torah. What are you doing here? I'm dead. Please don't tell that to your parents. I'm dead. How can you speak that way? How do you compare me to a dead person? So Rabbi Chofetz Chaim gives a marshal. A man had a business and told his wife, from 4 to 6 o'clock in the evening, I'm going to the back room. I want to learn. Don't disturb. So people came in. I want to see your husband. No, I can't. No, I must see your husband. So she answered, my husband died. I saw him this morning. He's dead. Just like a dead person doesn't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on in the world. Politics. Hafganah. Doesn't know anything. Doesn't know a thing what's going on. The time that I learned, nothing exists. I'm dead. Olam Kiyom is loyal. And if you have this concept that you're dead, you'll have Arichas Yomim Rishonim. You'll have Arichas Yomim Rishonim. I'm dead now. I'm coming to this yeshiva to die. The time that I learn, I'm dead. I'm dead. When I learn, I'm dead. When I go ahead and daven, I'm dead. Nothing else exists. Nothing else exists. Only what I'm focused on. Work on that. Work on that. That's the kavanah. That's work. Easier said than done. That's work. Not wait for someone to die. You die. Die means I'm totally concentrated. Da'ad v'am esfich and chizik. The chizik et tefillah is what we are. At least we should have this in mind. And our davening. Three times a day, in our Pesukim Zimra, in our Barachas, to work at this. Ma Hashem Shor Mimach. There's a fellow, an MTA, Yeshiva, he was a guidance counselor, they fired him. Why? Because he told all the students that they were doing very poorly, 60, 65, barely passing. You've got to improve in order to get to a good college. To get into a good university, into a good medical school, you've got to get 95s and up, 95s and up. You can't get them. Leave them alone. Do the best you can. Do the best you can. They fired him. Mashim Shomim. What does God want from us? Kemiros, the Yerush Shemayim. See, Moses Menochas, I'll take your ma. Not ma. Mail! 100! Yes, I can't get 100. This we can get 100. 100 brachas. 100 brachas, yes. That's not something. Way beyond. Brachas. Every morning, brachas. And if you answer, Omein to the brachas, so Rabbi Bahaya says, that you know, Abishai made him your conductor. If Reuben killed Shimon, that's the truth, and one person saw Reuben kill Shimon, or 15 people saw Reuben kill Shimon, but all 15 people are Krogan. You don't kill Reuben. Don't kill him. It's truth, but you can't kill him. How can you only kill him? You only can kill him if there's 2 8 of them. You say, Pokeh every Matthew Asim Zoki Kufu. That's why you're saying it. Amen! One and one is two. That's just by Yahu. I say by Yahu with Davis. Every Amen, Amen. Your bracha? Amen! One and one is two, if not more than two. I just want to close by saying as follows. That our tefillah should begin with the Moda Nun Fenechesh Chazarta Bin Shmasi. In the morning. To say, to work on Moda Nun Fenechesh. Shechazar to be after wash negobas or get dressed, wherever it may be. Shechazar to be nishmasi. Bechemo, rabo besa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us back a nefesh. The Sugim Baba Kama mentioned the things in the Dalad, Chayesh Mishvah. Ovid Inish Dinah Nafshi. That's what possible. If a person has a field, an animal comes into this field, it destroys, it's beginning to destroy. By the time he brings Adam, and by the time he brings Besdin, the animal will destroy his whole field. The din is he's allowed to kill the animal. You're sure your animal came into my field and destroyed it, I can kill it. Of it, in his din and avshi. That's good. Paskin Shulchan. What about Pekot? What would be his faults? Reuven or Shimon, $10,000. That's the truth. But Shimon can't get it from him because the Adam died, or whatever reason. Shimon said, and Reuben said, I don't owe you a penny. He really does. But he can't get a, Gesno, the Edomite they had died in our realm, the Krogan. Reuben has to go to Florida. Shimon says, I'll use your car. I'll be a shimmer in your car. Very nice. He comes back from Florida. I want the car back. No, you're not getting it. Do we say all that is did an option when it comes to B'kod? So Shach says yes. Not just by Nezikin, and by B'kod, because he really does owe me. This car, is the value is 10,000, yes. Comes along the Ksois and says no. And it brings a Zohar. Are we giving Musar now? We're learning Halach. The Zohar says that every morning we say, Mor, don't answer this question. Mor danil fenecho, shechazar to bin nushmas. At night we say, Vladachat kedruchi. I take my ruach, I take the neshama, and I let you hold it, HaKadosh Baruch. I let you hold it. You have a bekodin of mine. The next morning, does our HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to give us back our bekodin? Does he have to give, don't answer. Does he have to give us back our bekodin? Next morning, Mordi Shechazarta Binishmasi. Just like a Kodesh Baruch who gives us back our Bikot, even though perhaps we don't deserve it. Olach the Bidrochov, Shimon, give him back his car. Give him back his car. You prove. You have to prove, Apishai. I made him, they owe you the money. I Kabishmaya, the Gali, he does owe me the money. You have to prove it down here. You can't take the law in your own hands by taking the Bikot. That which you can't do. That's how we start the day. Modani. Shazarta Bishmasi. But I'm a young whippersnapper. I don't have to worry about that. It helps us. Chazaka. Greater. And you learn this from sports. Every game, every movement. And we're fresh. The Knicks lost 9 in a straight in a row. So I say they're losing the 10th one. I was right. But they don't feel that way. We're going to beat them this time. Learn from them. If you can learn from a namola, from an animal, from a chicken, can't you learn from this? These are signs for us to mechazik us. These are devorim shemechazik us. Daily life, this drive. But they're getting paid for it, and we're not getting paid. Learn from this. The morning, the getting up in the morning, the davening, and at night. Oh, that's the second dangerous time. Oh boy! At night when I say, I'm leaving, it's 11:30. I'm leaving. I'm going to go to sleep. Good. When do you go to sleep? 1 o'clock. 11:30, you meet your friends. You schmooze. Have a Danish. This and that. 1:30. I left here. I'm leaving. I'm going to go to sleep in 15 minutes. When are you going to sleep? I'll let you know tomorrow morning. I'll gladly tell you. I don't know when I'll go to sleep. Tomorrow morning, I'll let you know. I can't tell you now. Dangerous times. But you have to be firm. Because this destroys the whole day. Our concentration. Dalad Vorm Srichim Chizik. The Chizik of Tefillah and Talmud Torah go together. You need both. And hopefully, this man Shemechazikas, I'm talking to myself, that this man Shemechazikas, in Avoz Hashem, that our Tefillahs and our learning should work on concentration. Concentrations. Now it's no longer every 20 minutes that iced coffee. It's every half hour, every 4 or 5 minutes, and sometimes not at all. I'm working at that. Now it's 2, 3, 4 brachas. My mind is fully working. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. This is once. Srich and Chizik. Kabel Hashem Chazak Yom Mizbecho. Kabel Hashem. This is our purpose in being here. So I guess it wouldn't be much there. Thank you very much.